Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna be free from him. Oh, oh, I just want my name written for the written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when this life is over,
Pastor Bill, if you'll give us a word of prayer,
and we'll go from there.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Pastor, for both of those songs. Amen, amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter and the 12th verse. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen. And so this morning during my devotion, and I like to share that with everyone. It says, God, you called us an obedient living. Thank you for providing your word as a guide that helps us bring you glory. When we struggle to live as you called us, please remind us of the eternity we get to spend with you. And as you do that, restore our strength and endurance. In Jesus' name, amen. And Heavenly Father, we're just praying for all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, those that called in, those that are listening by internet. Father God, we're just praying for those that are sick and shut in and those who are bereaved. But we know, Father God, you are a way maker out of no way. You're a comforter. You're everything that we need. And all we have to do is call on you, lean and depend on you, and then allow you to work in our life. Father God, bless each and every one. Continue to bless our pastor. Use him mightily. We bind up anything and everything that may come up against anyone on this broadcast and our pastor. Bless each and every one. Have your way. Open up our hearts to the word. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Beautiful prayer. And I appreciate what you said this morning, what you read. But I'll just leave that right here. But here, yesterday, we've been talking about prayer as one of our weapons, prayer and faith. And you can't have a good prayer life without a good faith life. And you can't have a good faith life without a good word life. Because we have to pray according to the word of God. And as we have said, prayer is your contact with God every day. Okay? You know how we get on the phone and we'll text our children, text out the, you're communicating. But that's the way your prayer life has to be. You don't be religious. There's a lot of people want to be religious. They want to change clothes. They want to put things over their head. They want to be seen. No, 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 no. You can pray all the time. But your prayer life has to be predicated on the word of God. And so we're going to tackle a couple of things this week. One of them is going to be, can you pray always? You know, because God charged us in his word to pray without ceasing. Remember 1 Thessalonians 5:17? And it says in everything, you know, that by prayer and supplication. Over there in, what was that, Philippians 4:6. And then he tells us to continue instant prayer. We talked a little bit about that instant prayer. I like instant prayer because you're always there, and the moment a situation happens, boom, you already got a prayer for it. Because you're in the Word of God. You know, you're meditating day and night in the Word of God. That's your prayer. So, yes, you can pray all the time. Why? Because you're speaking the Word of God all the time in every situation. Remember, that's what he said? And then we read over there in Romans. What was that, Romans 12? I know it was in Romans 12. Also, it was in Colossians, too. So let's go to Colossians. We'll just get started with Colossians 1 and 3. Hallelujah. And this is going to bless you if you listen. In Colossians 1 and 3, it reads like this. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which have to all saints.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Our prayers for you are always spilling over into thanksgiving. We can't quit thanking God, our Father, and Jesus, our Messiah, for you. We keep getting reports on your steady faith in Christ, our Jesus, and the love you continually extend to all Christians. Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters. Man, Paul thought about that thing. He said, man, I'm thanking God. Because I heard that y'all faith is in Christ Jesus. So you switch from Jesus Christ to Christ Jesus. You're in the spirit. Now, man, I got to pray for you. And I'll say, friend, because you have the love which toward all saints. So that's how he sees it. And he prayed that they'll continue their faith in Christ. He sees that they trust in the word of God. Faith in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So why am I telling you that? Because there are people who you see still in the word of God. Then pray for them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe they're not where you are. You know, maybe they're trying to get there. Pray for them. Oh, Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for passing the faith. For it said, Lord, thank you for where Evangelist Sharon's faith is at. Lord, she's still trusting the word, no matter what she's going through. Lord, thank you for it. You can always pray, brother, sister. You can always find things to pray for. You don't have to be religious. You know, some folks want to pray in tongues. They want to do this. Just pray to your understanding so God will understand what you understand. Not that he doesn't, but it prayer's about communication.
Mm-hmm.
So you pray so God give you some magical word or something out of the clouds or something. No, pray so something that you understand. That's what Paul said. Because he spoke in all those different languages. He says, okay, I'm going to pray with understanding. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pray so the folks understand. See, so also, when I think about, was that Philippians 4? Well, also it was in Philippians 6, too. I think it was 4 and 6 and 4 and 8. But in Philippians 4 and 6, well, first of all, I'm going to go to the fourth verse. I don't know why the Lord didn't lead me to go to the fourth verse. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Well, why is you rejoicing in the Lord? Because you're in his word. Remember Ephesians 6? Your strength is in the Lord now. Be strong in the power of his word. Well, that's what you're rejoicing about. You're speaking the word of God. And guess who's going to back it up? You got the whole arm of God on. Man, you ought to be happy. You ought to be rejoicing. Ain't nothing going to bother you. Ain't nothing going to stop you.
All right, say that.
I don't care what the man says. It ain't going to stop. It ain't turning off no light. Rejoice. It ain't turning out no cash. Don't worry about it. It's not your thing. You know, be faithful. Your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Everybody's name not written there. Everybody haven't seen what you seen. So yes, you're fighting, but you also rejoicing. Hallelujah. You also rejoicing. You're rejoicing because your name is in the Lamb Book of Life. So
thank you, Lord.
He said in this moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. So don't have a problem with letting folks know what God's doing for you. Then he said, be careful to do nothing. don't even care, man. Be careful for nothing. Mm. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, would be made known unto God. I'm going to, let me skip down to the 8th verse. Well, I'll only do 7. There's, and the peace of God, because I'm going to tell you, the peace of God ain't on you, brother and sister. You can get carried away over some of the foolishness that goes on. So you need the peace of God, which passes all understanding and shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So he says this, and this is so important. He said, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, celebrate God all day, every day. Make it as clear as you can to all you meet that you're on their side, working with them and not against them. Help them see the Master is about to arrive. He could show up any minute or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. Amen.
Listen, brother and sister, I should start the other way, but let me tell you what. At the end of this, he says, finally, okay, you don't have to pray. And you want to know something to pray for? He says this. He says, brother, whatever things are true. So whatever's true that you operate in or around you, man, thank God, rejoice in that. Whatever things are honest. You know what's honest and what not. See, a lot of times people want to debate. You don't debate what's honest. You know it's honest or not. You know what's pure. See that stuff right there you can pray about. Whatever things are lovely, there's some lovely things going on. Hey, give thanks to God for that. There's some things of good report. Give God a thanks for that.
Yeah.
I heard the sister got healed the other day. Woo, that's a good report.
Amen.
Yes, somebody got their finances blessed. That's ooh, Lord, thank you. See, here's what happens, brothers and sisters. You can always pray. You can continually be in prayer. And then he give you a list of things. If you can see that, like that's revelation there. So don't be worrying. You know, I told y'all the other day, if you're going to worry, then don't pray. And if you're going to pray, then don't worry. Why you say Why you say that? Because Jesus said, you know another scripture I really like, because Jesus with you. Okay, so in, I want to say it's in Matthew 28. Let's go there right quick. And I'll revisit this scripture here before the week's out or whenever the Lord says so. But in Matthew 28, so you can hold Jesus accountable, brothers and sisters. I mean, that's so awesome. You ain't in this thing by yourself.
Amen.
And you have to take advantage of that. You got to know that you're not in this thing by yourself.
Hallelujah.
Said in Matthew 28, I want you to hear it with the Spirit like you never heard before. 28 and 18 through 20. Jesus came and spake. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, underline that, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Mm-hmm.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world.
Hallelujah. In the Message Bible, Jesus, undeterred, went right ahead and gave his charge. God authorized and commanded me to commission you. Go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life, marking them by baptism in the threefold name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Then instruct them in the practice of all I have commanded you. I'll be with you as you do this day after day after day, right up to the end of the age. Amen. Hallelujah.
What are three points I want to make here? First of all, promise is unlimited. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Unlimited. Doesn't matter. If you make your bed in hell, God said, I'm be with you. He said, don't worry about it. If you find yourself over in the dope house, he said, don't worry about it. I'm with you. Always.
Hallelujah.
If you find yourself over there in the biggest gang-related area in the world, don't worry. I'm with you. I can give y'all some stories. I know some people who've been in closets, and they were shooting outside, but bullets didn't touch them. And then just the day before yesterday, a little baby, 6 months old, a bullet hit the car and killed the baby.
Have mercy.
Well, I'm not trying to make fun of anything, but I'm just trying to tell you, when you know God is with you, it doesn't matter. And I was with that six-month-old baby, too. Went on and got it, so he had to deal with all this crazy stuff in this world. He don't realize what a blessing it is. I can tell him, you don't have to grow up in a cruel, mean world, cheating, conniving, disappointing. You don't have to grow up in this mess.
Amen, amen.
You need to be thankful and go on and realize, but here it is, brothers and sisters. When he said, I'm going to be with you always, that's unlimited. That's,
yeah.
And you have to see it as a commandment. I mean, this is really comprehensive. If you think about it, all things. Whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. He tell us to believe it. Remember, what was that? Matthew 21, 22. We'll go there for 1 second because I want you to see that. I just don't want to quote this. I want you to read this. Because he's not right. Jesus answered. This was Jesus' answer. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and not doubt, ye shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou not cast into the sea, it shall be done.
Praise God. Amen. From the Message Bible. Yes. And if you embrace this kingdom life and don't doubt God, you'll not only do minor, you'll also triumph over huge obstacles. This mountain, for instance, you'll tell, go jump in the lake, and it will jump. Absolutely everything, ranging from small to large, as you make it a part of your believing prayer, gets included as you lay hold on, as you lay hold of God. Amen, amen.
Yeah, so you see, you got unlimited promises. These promises are unlimited, brothers and sisters. Once you learn to believe, like the word say believe, believe means to act. So don't think you can just speak it and not do anything. It doesn't work like that. Faith without works is dead. It's died right there. The moment you speak it but wouldn't act on it, boom, it's dead right there. You don't go no farther.
All right.
But when he says, I go, you have to ask yourself, am I going? Am I teaching? Am I selecting the people? He said to all nations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this group said, Pastor, you don't know this. I don't care anything about that group. Well, this people here, they're like, it doesn't matter.
All right.
You go and watch what Christ does. Let him do some stuff. You worried about your own inability. So don't line yourself with, don't line God up with your inability.
All right.
Don't do that. That's a sin. Here you making God, well, God ain't going to come in here and do, yes, he will. All you got to do is learn to believe. You see what was done to the fig tree? Hey, tell me about a mountain now. Now tell me about a mountain. Why you complaining and talking about this people and that people? No, if you'll go unto all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, here's what I like. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Ain't saying nothing about your pastor, your preacher, your bishop. What he said. He said, I'm with
That's
you.
That's right.
That's what I want
Thank
you to
you.
See. Have that assurance that he with you. Doesn't matter where you go. If you go in the liquor store, he with you. If you go in Kroger's, if you make decisions, you know what, I'm going to stop by this gas station. He with you. I know it's 2:00 in the morning, but hey, he's with you. I know folks will say, well, you ain't got no business here. You ain't got no, but he's with you always.
Yeah.
There isn't a time he's not with you. Always.
Thank you, Lord.
And if there's a problem, he says, ask. Remember John 14:13? You shall ask anything. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Remember we talked about John 15:7? And whosoever shall ask the Father, he will do it for you because of who I am. See, so there's nothing, if you think about it, there's nothing, or you could say that there's not anything involved in your life that God's not part of. You
Hallelujah.
Can't find If you're asking him, and let me tell you something else, brother, sister. Sometimes you got to appease the mentality, the senses. And I remember when they was going to school, you know, they was doing all kind of crazy stuff. And one of the craziest things they were doing, that they would actually teach girls to carry a doll. And she would carry this doll. That was to let her know, hey, you're going to end up with a baby if you don't change your ways. That's what, see, you're going to get some results. So what am I saying? Here's what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. If you look at it spiritually, take the word of God with you. Nothing but Matthew 28. And say, Lord, you with me. Put it somewhere. Put it on you. Put it on a book. Put it on your wallet. Put it somewhere and say, God, you with me because your word says, and I know you're going to keep your word. You're not a lying God. That's not who you are.
Amen.
You're God to tell the truth. And if you say you're going to be with me always, so when I'm going down here to Grady, and I know you're with me. You're already there. See, because God's going to keep his promise. Prayer is just as good for you. Matter of fact, prayer is better for you than food.
All right.
Prayer,
say that.
Prayer is better than for you than oxygen. And y'all going to have to smoke it. But you ain't going to live here without oxygen, and you ain't going to live here without the word of God. So prayer is just as important. Okay, this is what we, anyone like to have anything to say, we step aside, and if you have a scripture you want to share, you want to support something that's been said, this is the opportunity to do it. But we'll talk about the power of prayer. We'll finish on that tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow is Thankful Thursday. But either way, brothers and sisters, anyone have anything to say today? Just press one and we'll let you go for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor, I'd just like to read that scripture, John 15 and verse 7. It says, anyone separated from me is dead wood. Gathered up and thrown on the fire. But if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who he is. When you produce grapes, when you mature as disciples. Amen. So I like that part. It's like, you know, we can lean and depend on him right there. It says, amen. But if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. Amen. That was from the Message Bible.
Because it's the word of God. One other thing I'm going to share, and anyone else likes to share anything, you're more than welcome. On tomorrow, this Thankful Thursday, I am thankful for a scripture, and I'm going to bless you with it. You probably already know it. I'm going to share it to you in a different life, but God actually tells you what to pray for and how to pray for. So you don't have to pray for everything. Believe it or not, Jesus wouldn't pray for everything. Oh, Pastor, I'm going to show you in the Word of God, Jesus didn't pray for everything. And that's the mindset we got to have, because the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. But guess what? You pray all the time. Continually. Mm-hmm. Continually. You're praying. You know why? Because you're praying with the Word of God. And secondly, we're going to show you tomorrow on things you pray for. It's just going to blow your mind. Sometimes folks say, well, I'm going to give you some stuff to pray for. Right after the word of God, none of them bless you. Anybody else?
Praise God.
If not, hey, thank you all so much, and we'll see you on Tuesday.